Want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. Certainly enjoy a lot of blessings this morning. Appreciate that song that we started out with, Showers of Blessings, and we think that that's true both in a natural and a spiritual way. Certainly was a blessing in the natural way. I trust it's good for you in a spiritual way as well. A number of weeks ago when Tim was here last time with us, he shared with us on the Beatitudes, and that was a shower of blessing to me there too as well. And then Sam Petersheim shared with us on the bread, Jesus as being the true bread. That was such a beautiful service. I just have to think about that again and again, how that was such a blessing and a real food for a spiritual life. This morning I'd like to think about something, maybe it all ties together. It's like somebody shared in a Sunday school class this morning that the Bible is interwoven like cloth, so these threads all touch each other. I think that's true. But the chapter I'm thinking about begins with prayer, and it ends with vomit. Does anybody know where that is? Something that is very good at the beginning and very repulsive at the end. No? All right, let's turn to Jonah. It's got to be Jonah. Just no other place quite like Jonah. No other man in the Bible is like Jonah. Jonah was a man that was singular in many, many respects. There's nobody that was as successful in preaching as Jonah. And still nobody was disappointed that the people actually heard the message. Nobody quite like that. And nobody was as true a prophet as Jonah. I was reading, and somebody had explained that this word, when Jonah went into the city of Nineveh and said, in 40 days, this city is going to be overthrown. Most of the time, we think of that as being judgment. But in Hebrew, actually, it says it'll be turned upside down. And we know what happened when Jonah preached, that it was turned upside down. People repented and turned to God, and God spared that city. And, yeah, what he said came exactly true, but not the way that he thought it was going to be. It was something much different. And so, yeah, Jonah was a man that was he was right in what he said. He was accurate. But many of us, as children, remember hearing the story of Jonah and the whale. The Bible doesn't actually say it was a whale that swallowed Jonah, but it says it was a great fish. And we can see, I remember somebody speaking years when I was just a boy about Jonah going down. And it says in the first chapter, it talks about how he went down to Joppa. And then he went down into the ship. And then he went down to the sides of the ship. And then the next chapter, he went down even further. There's language in this chapter that's not found anyplace else. So I'd like to read chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All the billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came into thee, into thy holy temple. They that forsake lie in vanities, forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I looked up in my Bible, my reference there of Full Compare in Power Bible, and it uses a lot of different, gives a lot of different versions at the same time, and almost every single version, with one exception, uses this gross phrase of vomited out Jonah. So there he was, you know, vomited out on dry land. There he prayed, and it ended up that he was saved. Well, let's look at some of his prayer. In Psalms 139, many of you remember that as learning that as in school and sometime in life, but where it talks about, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. And one of the phrases that is in that song and that psalm says that it says, where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into hell, behold, thou art there. I remember as a youngster, I was wondering about that. How could God be in hell? It says that, you know, there he is. Well, there's another word that is used in English, I mean, that is used in Hebrew for that as well. And that's the word Sheol, which means the lowest parts of the earth. And we know that Jonah was down there in the lowest parts of the earth. And here's what he said. He said, when he was down there, in verse 2 it says, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and thou heardest me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. He was down there at the lowest part of the earth. And he uses these phrases like the bottoms of the mountains. No place else are phrases like that found, where he was down there at the bottom of the sea and the bottom of the mountains. And just as he went down to Joppa, he went down to the ship, and he went down the sides of the ship, and then he went down to the bottom of the ocean, down to the bottom of the mountains. And how much further away could he get from the presence of God? And yet, when he cried to the Lord, he found deliverance, and the Lord heard him. And, you know, so it is for us today. We might think that we are away from the presence of the Lord, that he has forgotten his, just way out. And yet, there he is. When Jonah cried to the Lord, he was trying to escape the Lord. He was trying to go away from the presence. He was deliberately trying to go away from the presence of the Lord. And there he was. When he cried to him, there God was. And I can't imagine a more miserable state of being than what Jonah was in. And yet, there he was, and he cried to the Lord, and the Lord caused this great big fish that had just swallowed him whole and just spit him out. And Jonah made Jonah willing to go. And so there's some really important things that Jonah says at the close of this chapter. He said, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And that's a concept that is true to us today. We must sacrifice with the voice of thanksgiving, pay what we have vowed, and realize that salvation is of the Lord. You know, Jonah was a man that had an insight of God that was unusual in his day and even for us today. And I don't think Jonah was all good or all bad, but I think there's some good things about Jonah. I think he understood that God was a God of mercy and love that he wanted his people, and yet when he didn't want to see that happen to the Ninevites, but he certainly wanted it for his own life. But he says here that they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, and that is true for us today as well. When we observe something that is untrue, we're hurting ourselves in that. So let's give honor and glory to the God of our salvation and living our life for him in a way that is unparalleled and unquestionable in this world. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.